Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. I'm Christy Hayes, and today we're going to be talking about how to make a family mission for your life, and not just make it, but actually live it out. And I'm not talking about just like your favorite craft store where you go in and you see like the live, laugh, love messages, or maybe you have those in your house. I mean, I am all about these phrases. We have them all over. I love them. They're inspiring. They're motivational. So I'm not just talking about one of those phrases you put on your wall, but I'm talking about a family mission that God has given you as a family unit. And not just saying it, or maybe it's a verse that you love and you talk about it once and then it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But I'm talking about how do we live out a family mission together in practical ways? How are we the hands and feet of Jesus together as a family? How is it on the forefront of our mind? I don't know if you're like me, but at the first of the year, I love setting goals. It's one of my favorite things. I am like the one who still has the planner, and I love the ones that give you goals for the year and help you do that. And usually I'll have like a word or mission for that year or for this season. And it's interesting, if I ask many of you, you too would have that. You love that. Some of you are like, I don't do that. And that's okay. But if I asked you if you had the same type of mission or same type of goal for your family that they lived out together, I don't know if we could all say yes to that. Maybe we've said something in the past, but if we looked back through our year, would we say, yeah, we lived out that mission and here's how we did that. And let me tell you a little bit about why this is so important to us. This isn't something that we just were like, oh, we're so driven and ambitious that we're gonna make a family mission. I mean, I think I probably tried to do that with my family and they're like, Mom, no, we don't want to do that. This happened, this mission that's really changed our life, changed kind of the trajectory of what we do now is kind of an accident, honestly. And why we're so passionate about helping families really intentionally find what their God-centered mission for their family is. So about in 2016, my son was having a hard time on the playground. He was in first grade. He was this little sweet boy, and he had a friend who was just not kind to him, really just treated him unkindly, wouldn't play with him, wasn't nice to him, said not good things to him. And I remember him coming home and being just so distraught about this. And I also remember that I had two kids under the age of six. My husband traveled a ton and I was exhausted. And I was like, I do not have the capacity to figure this out. Like I don't know what to do. And I remember one of the things that I do not love about motherhood, parenthood, is making, this is so simple, is making my kids lunches, okay? Stay with me, this has a point. I hated making lunches, like I hated it. And I remember the first of the year, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna make these incredible lunches, or like the bento boxes with the healthy stuff. I was a fitness trainer at the time, so I was like, well, my lunches for my kids have gotta have some healthy stuff in it because people know what I do. And I also love like creative things. I was like, I'll make, you know, this card in there, this lunchbox note that's inspiring. And I mean, that happened for like 2 weeks. And then after that, I was like, okay, here's the deal. Here's some Cheez-Its in there, and there's definitely no note, and go on your way. And I remember at the time, it was about in the middle of the school year, almost the end, and my son was having an issue with this, and my husband was home for the week, and I said, you know what? I said, here's what your son's going through. Could you please write a sweet note in there just to help encourage him with what's going on? And I didn't think he'd really probably remember. But what happened was, is he wrote a note that became our mission for our family and is now in the last 6 years become a family business and a passion for us. And that note said three simple phrases. It said, be strong, and I'll show you the note, protect the weak, love everyone. This is the note. It's framed because it was such an important part of our life. I remember getting this note back in Holden's lunchbox. He brought it home and I was like, oh my gosh, that is the most amazing lunchbox note ever. I was a little jealous that I hadn't written it, but I thought, wow, like if there's any mission for our family, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, that's it. And so I said, what if this was the mission for our family? And what it meant to us is be strong. You know, in Joshua 1:9, it's one of my kids' favorite verses, is be strong and courageous. I wanted, especially in this incident, for my kid to know, you know what, who God created you, no matter what anyone says in your life, you are made on purpose. And to be strong in all the characteristics that he's made you in. He has made you as an image after him. And so be strong in that, be confident in that. You know, we're gonna be told so many things growing up, whether we're 7 years old like he was or 45 years old, that we're gonna be told lies. And we're going to start believing those things that people talk about us or say about us. But if we can help our kids learn at a very early age to be strong in who they are and who God has made them, then that's a win. The other phrase was protect the weak. Protect the weak. I love the scripture, Isaiah 61:1-3. And it says, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. This is my favorite part. It says, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness the prisoners. And I love this because it's such a beautiful picture. When we talk about protecting the weak, it's basically just, I have a phrase that I say to my kids all the time is eyes wide, light shine. It's just keeping our eyes open to those around us who might just need a little extra light in their life. Could be someone like for our kids, someone who's sitting around the playground who doesn't have a friend to play with or the lunch table. And I always try to just remind my kids, hey, wherever you are and whatever environment you're in, whether it's sports, whether it's school, whatever you're doing, make sure that you're keeping your eyes wide open. That if someone else is being made fun of, that you're standing up for that person. You know, one of the things that I love to do with our family, and the reason we do this is because this is now our mission, is that we are in community and that we are really intentionally trying to be a part of others' lives who are different than us, whether it be socioeconomic, culture, race, whatever it is, that we are serving the lost and that we are loving the vulnerable. And we're not just going to serve them to make ourselves feel good, but we're going to build relationship with them. Because when our kids see others who are different, when our kids see those who are hurting, they build this empathetic heart that we could never teach them by just saying, you should have an empathetic heart, or God tells us to love others. It's very hard for them to do that unless they are actionably doing that or seeing that. And so protect the weak became part of our mission and what we did. And then the last one is love everyone. And one of the scriptures that we have for that one is just, you could put a million of them because there's a million verses in the Bible that talks about loving everyone. John 15:12-13, it says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And I know we can't maybe sacrificially lay down our life for someone else, but there are many things that we can do as a family, as an individual, to teach our kids that we can sacrifice some things to love others well. And isn't that what life is all about? Isn't that what Christ has portrayed in every single instant, is to love others well by sacrificing some of our own comfort, some of our own things. And so just that became our phrase. And so I wanted just to kind of give you the backstory of why that was so important to us. Be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. It became such an important step that we started to bring other families along and say, how can you make your own mission? Or just take ours. We wrote a children's book because we thought it was so important for kids to understand this and to live this out. It became something that was really close and dear to our heart. And that's why we want to share why it's so important to come around the table with your family and see what are some of the core values and some of the things that God has gifted each of your kids with and each of your family members with, and see what he's stirred up in your heart to be passionate about and to go after. Every family will have a different specific mission. You know, in the grand scheme of things, obviously it's to love God, it's to love others. But sometimes there's some more specific things that we can do in there, or some things that our kids are really passionate about, or that they're using their gifts and talents. And we want to show them in an early stage, hey, if we live on mission together as a family, what could we do for God? What are the things that we could do for him when he's living through us and we're intentionally doing this as a family? Okay, so this is where the practical part comes in, where I'm gonna teach you kind of, after we've done this for 6 years, we've met with different families, we've worked with so many families to help them make their own family mission. So I'm gonna give you just the kind of tangible rundown of how to do that. We have come up with a family mission guide that kind of tells you exactly how to do this. It takes our mission, our Be Strong, Protect the Weak, Love Everyone, and lays that out of how we do that. And we're gonna give you guys a free PDF for that. That's gonna be below this talk so that you can kind of run through that. But if you wanna make your own family mission, I'm gonna kind of give you some steps tangibly, practically, of how to do that. Hey everyone, many of you know that we joined the Christian Parenting Network this season, and it's not just podcasts, it's also articles and websites, and they do conferences, and they really do as much as they can to help other parents, because we know we're better together in this journey, because parenting is hard. We want to help other parents live like Jesus. We want to help them teach their kids to love others well and truly be a family that lives out their beliefs and lives out their faith. And so this year, there is an end of year giving campaign that Christian Parenting is doing. And so one of the things we talked about in our last podcast is picking something that your family gives to. And this might be this thing. If our podcasts or other podcasts or articles have inspired or encouraged you with your parenting, this would be a beautiful thing to give to. So Christian Parenting has set a 25,000 year-end goal, and it's why we're asking for other people to pitch in with that goal by December 31st. And anything you give will be doubled by a $7,500 match. To give today, visit cpgive.org. That's cpgive.org. The first thing is get a time where you and your family can sit down. Now, I'm gonna just say, first of all, don't have any crazy expectations. Don't have these expectations that you're gonna sit down and be like, we are going to make a family mission, and all your kids are gonna be like, yes, mom and dad, let's do it. That is not gonna happen. They're probably gonna be like, mom, dad, why do we have to do this? What do you mean? That it depends how old your kids are. We have had this happen as early as kindergartners and then high school students. We have families all over, hundreds, thousands of families who are making these missions. And I just wanna say, first of all, it's okay. Don't have any expectations. We try to do something fun where maybe we're experiencing something together. We're going out to eat, or maybe it's something, it's a special time, ice cream or whatever it is, to find something where your family can come together and you kind of say, okay, here's what we're going to talk about. The first thing is just praying as a family. Praying and asking God, you know what, God? We want to be a family who lives on mission, a practical mission to be you to others in our lives, and help us do that. Help us figure out what that mission is. And so the first thing is really just to pray and figure out, God, come in this with us. We can't do this on our own. Help us figure out how we can be you to others. The nitty gritty. Okay, one of the things that is the first part that we do, and we put this in our PDF for you, is I just get a big chalkboard. And I say, what are the things that are important to us as a family? Here's one way to shape it. I say, what do we want our family legacy to be about? That's kind of a big word. It can also be a little cheesy. Maybe say it like this. If you were to move, we've moved like 8 times, okay? So this is easy for us. Let's say you move from the neighborhood and you have a new family moving into your house, and they ask your neighbors, what were the Hayes like? What were they about? What was the family that lived here like before us? Could they say they were, for our family, they lived out the message of be strong, protect the weak, love everyone? Or they loved God and they loved others. And here's why, because we saw it in their life. It wasn't just a sign they had on their door. It was literally lived out in the way that they served others, loved others, treated others. It was like in the forefront of their mind. And so think of it like that. What do you want your family to be about? And so I just put values up on a board, and I have us all just spitball different things that are important to us as a family, who we want to be. Every value is important. So you're going to have some kids on there that are going to say things that you're like, wait, what? And then you're going to have some values that are like, yeah, that's the one. Try not to sway your kids' ideas, because I think every idea is important. So we have a lot of different values. You know, one of them is fun. We want to be a fun family, an adventurous family. That's important to us. And that is why all of our families are so different. We value different things. Of course, our overarching is that we want to love God and love others, but we have these different values, and that's what makes us so unique and so different. So have them just put a different values. For us, I think my son said like justice seekers. He said fun. My daughter said compassionate, kind. We had all these different values. And at the end of that, depending on how many kids you have, we circled, after everyone wrote, there's one, we circled like the top 3 to 5 that we really, really all could agree on and say, okay, these are the ones that we want to be about, okay? And I think this is important. And if you've done any leadership work or goal setting, this all sounds very familiar, but it's really fun to do it as a family. I mean, I've done this my whole life and have been in a million leadership conferences and so forth. I love all that stuff, but no one has ever taught me how to do that with my family. And I mean, you guys, if we're doing this with our family, if we have a one mission and one goal with our family, like, I really believe it, we could really change the world as a family. And so that's why I love this so much. It's using the same leadership lessons you've heard a million times. It's just putting it in with your family. So the first thing we do is the core values. We circle those up, and then we start making a mission kind of statement with those core values. So that's, you know, that's like our statement. I mean, it could literally be a verse that you love, that you all love. It could be 3 phrases like we have. You can totally steal ours: be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. It's just so fun to kind of see what you come up with. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be perfect for your family. Okay, so after you've written that out, and again, we have this in our PDF. It's written out for you. One of the things that we do is figure out how can we live this out. So for us, our you know, mission for our family is be strong, protect the weak, love everyone. How can we do that? And we lay all those things out. For us, protecting the weak and loving everyone is a life of service. How do we do that? And we talk with our kids, okay, what would it look like for us to protect the weak? What would it look like for us to love everyone? And so we start having some of those ideas. And what's interesting is you'll see your kids have different passions for different things. You know, our family has really had a heart for the homeless for a long time. And that all stemmed from really when Holden was a little boy and we were in the vicinity of the homeless every day. And so every day that I drove him to school, he would see the homeless in front of him. And he would always just wonder, like, what's going on? Why don't they have a home? Why, you know, and it was really concerning to him, and he got this empathetic heart. And this is what I think is key we've seen in our family's life, is if our kids are not in proximity to the hurting, it's very hard for them to have an empathetic heart for those things. But when we put them in proximity, and this was kind of an accident, it's not an accident anymore that I put my kids in proximity because I know it works. But before, you know, when Holden just, we were passing under the highway and we saw him every day, that was an accident that he saw that, but his heart became empathetic to that. His heart became open to that. And so as a mom, I knew that that was something that was important to him. And so throughout kind of his life, we've made that a priority for our family, is to work with the homeless. For your family, it could be something totally different that you are passionate about or that you want to serve. But I would say pick some things, brainstorm some ways that you can get in with organizations or friends or someone else who's doing some stuff that you can say, hey, can we come alongside you? Can we come alongside in love? Can we serve? And it might take you out of your comfort zone. It probably will. Some of the best, most beautiful things that God has for us, honestly, are out of our comfort zone. I know that if I'm in my comfort zone, I'm probably not doing it right. So know that you will come out of your comfort zone, but in the grand scheme of things, it will be the greatest thing that you could ever come across, and it will touch your lives and touch your heart and your family's life like nothing else. So we kind of brainstorm, okay, how can we live this mission, this Be Strong, Protect the Weak, Love Everyone mission? What are some ways that we can live that out? And so we just figure out different places, whether it be nonprofits or charities or families or people we've heard are in need or whatever it is that kind of fit along with that. How can we serve those persons? And then the even more nitty gritty is to get those things on your calendar. So we always joke that if it's not on our family calendar, if it's not on my calendar, it is not going to happen. Because I can say all day long, oh, we really want to go serve the homeless. Oh, this is really important to us. We really want to live out this mission in this way. But if it is not on the calendar, it's actually not that important to us. If it's not really actually on there, we've made time for it, it's never going to happen. And I hate to say that because it sounds a little harsh, but it's so true. And it's true for our own life. I still struggle with this as someone who's been doing this for a while, who leads other families. We've recently moved to a new place. And I feel the need. It was COVID last year. So there was a lot of things that we used to do that we couldn't do. And even seeing my kids and being like, oh, I need to get them in proximity. We need to be in, honestly, in relationship always, not just where we go serve, but where we are in constant relationship and kinship with those who are different than us, who think differently than us, who live differently than us, because I want my kids to build compassion and empathetic hearts and honestly to have this perspective, a different perspective, so they can see through the eyes of others and see others clearly. It's interesting how even my own personal life has been changed by being in proximity with others who are different than me. The judgments that I used to have are not the same, because now I know them. I love them. I know their story. Story matters. And so make sure that you are actually living that out. So the things that you can do with your family. So first, pray about what God wants your family mission to be. What is that specific thing that he's saying, this is what I have for your family? Number two, write down some different core values. Just start spitballing them, brainstorming them. Find a family night that you guys can do that. And then out of those core values, write kind of that mission statement. You know, if you want to put it, like, we have it displayed in our house. Yes, we do. We have it in those pictures that have the words. We have them because we want it to remind us. But we don't want it just to be a reminder on the wall. We actually have to do the hard work of then figuring out, okay, how are we practically going to live that out? Who are we going to partner with? Who are we going to love and serve? How are we going to do this daily, not just monthly, not just yearly, go on our family mission trip? It's like, how is it daily in our DNA? And then put it on your calendar. Figure out a way to live that mission out in the time, in the places you frequent, in, you know, the schedule that you have weekly. What's important to you is what you make time for and what's on your calendar. And I'm preaching to myself as well. So again, thank you so much for this. I hope you can see my energy and passion behind this, because it truly has changed our life And it has been such a joy to journey with hundreds of other families who have made their own mission and who have started to live this out. And so if you need anything or have any questions for us, you can go to info@bestrongstory.com. That's my email. Or you can go to anywhere on social media. I think that's below here. Instagram, Facebook, we always message back on that. And it's just Be Strong Story. It's just one word, Be Strong Story. Our book you can get at Amazon. It's called The Lunchbox Note. And then if you want to do the mission with your family, there will be a link here that will give you the free PDF to do that with your family. We would love to hear how it goes. Please email us and tell us. Tell us what your mission is as a family and how you're practically living out. It would just bring so much joy to our heart. Thank you so much for being here today. Come and let it rescue me.